Hello everyone, another episode of R2J Podcast, and today, this time, I'm going to talk to you about all the hopeless romantics. Ladies, stop being hopeless romantics. It is really mind-boggling to me how some of you guys just feel like you live in this glass dream house. That you guys really feel like you want to be a hopeless romantic and just believe that you're going to fall in love like it's a little Disney fairy tale or a Disney motion picture movie. For the love of everything is right. Can you please stop falling in love with just anybody, okay? Now, when you wake up and you find somebody that's basically into you for all the wrong reasons, I mean, really, I'm getting tired of people that just, I'm getting sick and tired of just going back. Like, this goes back to what I pretty much said a few episodes ago. Like, where did you find this person at? Where in the world did you find this dude? Like, what did you even see in this dude? And if I had to look at the guy, I'm pretty sure he would be like, man, she just threw it to me. She just gave me an easy alley-oop, and I just took off and ran with it. Man, it's like seeing Jay Cutler throw the easiest interception of all time. And he just gave it to the guy on the other side of the team. And it was like a partying gift. Like, thank you. Hopeless romantics, please. I understand you guys want to dream. It's one thing to dream about things that we want to do and things we want to accomplish. But dang, you don't have to put yourself to where you're going to hurt yourself, to where you're going to really brutalize your future and your plans and what you're going to do. You guys got to stop being hopeless romantics, man. This is the wrong year to be doing that. And right now, there's a lot of guys that are looking at that and just be like, oh, wow. Okay, well, you just gave this to me, so I'm like, you think I'm really going to like you when I really don't, and I'm basically going to use you for whatever you're worth. And so, yeah, I'm just going to take you on your word, and I'm just going to do me, you know, and just take you through the roof, and I'm going to walk myself out the door. Man, you guys got to stop doing that. You know, it's time to start for you guys to start doing your homework, start meeting different people, start meeting better people, stop meeting them at places that you know are jerk magnets, unless you really are a jerk magnet, because there are some ladies that just are attracted to jerks and jerks are attracted to that one particular person. Having said all that, please, ladies, stop doing that. Stop thinking of this fairy tale. It's reality. It's not a dream. This is not a dream. This is reality. And you got to do your homework. You got to do your research. You got to make sure that you are meeting the right people. Because if you don't meet the right person, then what's going to happen is you're going to have a kid out of a person that wasn't really into you like that. He really didn't see you as a long term. Heck, he probably didn't even see you as a term. So at the end of the day, hopeless romantics, please stop watching High School Musical. Please stop watching all these Disney movies. Please, 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 please stop trying to think like, oh man, I'm gonna just I just wanna be like this and have a nice big castle and have a knight in shining armor. No, it does not work like that, sweetie. Okay? Do your research. Fathers, be there in your lives. Mothers, be there for them, because at the end of the day, if you don't have anybody else around them to teach them what's from a good person from a terrible human being, or a walking piece of shit that I like to call them, then basically, we failed. We failed as society and we failed as people, all right? Please, hopeless romantics, please do your research on people, all right? I'll leave that at that, all right?